Welcome to this super snappy, short little episode that I think will help a whole lot of you change the way that you think about sex and sexual activity. And yes, it's obviously just the bomb diggity. So I'm going to share it on here as a brief little app so you can listen to this while you are making a coffee or driving to work or whatever. But one of the things I spoke about recently as a guest on a podcast was how people view sex and how we think about sex. One of the things that we predominantly think about is penetrative sex and how this is the only way and the only version of sex that we're taught and that we know. So in this little episode, I'm going to try to expand your mind to include a whole lot of other things that help you cultivate intimacy in your marriage and in your relationship so that your only connection-based activity isn't penetrative sex. So for example, one of the things that I mentioned was about like building intimacy and having more of a press on connection and understanding how we as human beings just want to connect to one another. We want to belong to each other. We want to be seen and valued and appreciated. Through intimacy in our marriages, this is how we do that. And I know everyone gets busy and everyone gets, you know, caught up doing a whole lot of different things, that intimacy can be the last thing to happen, really. It's got to be an intentional effort. Whereas a lot of people think that it'll just happen with the right person. And sure, when you first meet, like that can absolutely be the case. Like it feels more effortless, but there's still effort involved. So as you're together for longer, the things that you need to be more aware of is how much effort you're putting into your romance, how much effort you're putting into being intimate, and how you can do that. So I've got a whole list of activities that I want to suggest that you can try and see if you can weave them into your days and your weeks so that it doesn't feel so impossible and you actually can reignite your spark again, like put more effort in. One of the things I've said to a couple of couples recently is, have you tried showering together? Like it's one of those things where, you know, when babies are first born, the skin to skin is really important. And that skin on skin contact is, it feels really connected and belonging and supported and safe. It's the same in our marriage. So even if it's something as basic as having a shower together or washing each other, like taking the pressure off intimate touch needing to lead to sex and it just being about something else. It being about closeness and sharing the time together and just, you know, acts of service for each other. Like washing each other is such an intimate act and it can have a really, really beautiful feeling for each other, especially when you've had, you know, a big day and you just need the oxytocin boost of like that bonding hormone that you get, which can absolutely reduce stress and help you feel more connected to your spouse. Other things that I've suggested to couples before is, you know, going for a walk or, you know, going and getting coffee together or going out to the backyard and watering the plants together or taking the rubbish out together or going for a drive, cooking dinner together, doing the dishes, like doing the washing together. All of these things are activities that we generally do at some point throughout our day or our week. But if they're intentional as something that we do together, it can really help feel more connected. Like, obviously, I'm not saying, you know, these are all erotic activities, but I think that's where I'm trying to get you to expand your mind. Intimacy is cultivated as a connected activity that you guys do together. It's something that's shared. It's effort. It's a conscious moment where you're doing something that you're sharing it with each other. So I want you to think about different ways, you know, that you generally do things and how you can start doing them together with the effort of, hey, let's do this together. The other piece that I spoke about was on how when you are, you know, stressed or overwhelmed or, you know, flirting with burnout, an idea can be to sit down and write a whole list of activities that make you feel connected to your spouse. Like it could be anything of those ones that I've mentioned, on a whole list, and then write down next to it the energy expenditure that feels like it is for you. So for example, if you both love reading and one of the activities that you love to do together is to lay in bed and read together, that's a fairly low energy activity as opposed to, hey, let's go for a hike together, let's do a date day, let's go out somewhere new or to our favorite spot, let's go on a big hike. Like the energy expenditure for that is a hell of a lot higher. So by writing this list of all these different activities that you love, from making a coffee to sitting together nude on the couch to, you know, having, you know, going to a sauna together, write down next to it what the energy expenditure is for that activity, so that when you both have, you know, differing levels of energy, you know which activity to choose. So you're not feeling overwhelmed. So you're not having the pressure to decide what to do. And so that you can still have that connected time and make the most of the time with each other. You're still being intimate. You're still fostering that connection. You're still prioritizing each other. Having a list takes that mental load off you and takes the decision fatigue away, by and large, because you've already got a whole bunch of options there available, and you just need to choose the one that best matches the energy that you both have in this moment. So if, for example, you're feeling particularly drained and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm absolutely exhausted, you're not going to choose something like going for, you know, a 5-hour hike. You're not going to choose something that's like, oh, I'm too overwhelmed just thinking about that. You might be better off choosing one of those activities that you've identified as sitting together nude on the couch. Something that feels more doable, more manageable, less overwhelming. Because if you're feeling overwhelming by the activity or you're just looking at it there on the list, there's no way you're going to want to do it together. I hope this podcast helps. Again, I try to keep these snappy ones short and brief because sometimes we don't have a lot of time or energy or attention span to concentrate. So if this is helpful, please share it to your stories, like it, subscribe, and please, please, please tag me.